something very basic to do, but I've got a simple promise. Before that, this last parasha in the day of Shabbat brings a message to Chaim Kreinsworth, who missed her a short while ago. He was in the Holocaust. He was a bocher in yeshiva there. Which yeshiva was it? I don't remember. Anyway, he was at age 17 because they made him a Magid Shir, so he was able to have a bed meant back then. It was a sleeping on the floor, a plank. It was off the ground, and there was some material on it. Anyway, so he had this bed, and then there was this someone who was blind, a bocher who was blind, came to the yeshiva. They used to call him Shnayas guy, because he used to say Shnayas out there. So he let this bocher sleep on his bed. And the bocher was supposed to be there for 2 days, but the maestro ended up, he was passing through, and he stayed there for a year. He was mavato on his bed. Now, what happened at the end of the year was the Nazis came by, and they came into the yeshiva. They took each one, they had the Rishima of all the names, and they called each one outside, and the name was called. He went outside, they shot him on the spot. They shot them all on the spot, the wall by the back of the yeshiva. And they called his name. So he said, he heard the name being called. He knew that it meant a minute for get from there to take it on time. So he remembered the Heskiyo HaMelech, that even if a sword is Munachach al Tzavor Shel Odom, Ad Yisyash Atmei Min Arachamim, can give us, even if the sword is on the neck. And he davened, he says that Hashem should save. And then he said, at least in the schus that I slept on the floor and I gave my bed. So if there's nothing else to say, but at least in that manner, in that schus, I should save me from the 17-year-old boy. He went on to be one of the third outdoor, Marvin's terrible throughout the world. And since he was taken out, the Nazi took him out and pointed the gun at him, and then the Nazi came over to him and called him over, and he said to him, you look you're too young, and not good at it. You know, they're all the same age of him. The Nazi said to him, no, Yachemi died, Chaval. He said, I'm going to shoot. And he said, I'm going to shoot next to you and run. And he said, when I shoot. The guy who killed all the. He did that shot. He said, because the Nazi, I have to tell my Mufatin that, it was a myth. He shot, and before anyone realized what happened, he'd run off and was Nazi. That's the Maestro. So he told this Maestro over one to show how. So that Maestro said all the Torah of the 6 years that he went on to be married, and Tom Israel was in the schools in that night. Okay, the point that I want to make here is it's a nice, it's how it's worth, that night is worth telling over, noting down. There's a ton of Elio that, it's so simple, but it's all got such a chizuk from it. So, it says, I might have mentioned it to one or two guys, Shabbos. It says, why did Hashem make the Yetzer? This kind of the Baal Yom Tov, very good days in the Zuta, in the second Baal Yom Tov. Why did Mishnei Ma'ara Boruch the Yetzer? And the Midrash says that Elion Novi says, the kind of Baal Yom Tov says, where he's got 999,000 myriads of angels. I think that looks at to be close to 10 billion. That's the major research, huh? 10 billion malachim that every day say malachi asharis that are makadosh shmei avodah from when the sun rises. In the day, Kodesh Kodesh, Hashem's Zvokos, And when it goes down in the night, Baruch Hu Hashem Koinu. And it mentions it was 248,000 Echar Sinai. So, you know, Hashem's not lacking any malochim that he needs to make this other malach the Torah. So, Rechev Elokim Ribosayim Al Teshinah, so many, that was the Hashem's chariot, you know. Ribosayim Al Teshinah, after Hashem came to Har Sinai. So, how come he made the Yetzirah? Mikleima Boro Konfoko to Yetzirah. Yetzirah wasn't needed for the Kodesh Kodesh for the choir. It was for Rak Bishul Bosov Adam. Shehu Oichel V'Shoyse Behema. The person is Oichel V'Shoyse like Behema. Who Moiti Reiki Behema. The bathroom like a Behema. And it says the and he comes to La'avoy the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Tanbelion, and it says a marshal. Marshal Amad Avodoyme to a king who had a body. He had servants. And the king was on the one side, and all his avodim were on the other side of a choymo of barzo, the iron wall. And the king would announce, and he said, "Call me Shiyora Oisi, who Oihav Oisi, Yale Alachoyme Shabbat of Yorayaki. Whoever loves me, whoever is Yorayoisi as Yiro for me, and whoever loves me should get over that wall of Barzov and Yorayaki." So the Midrash says, "Call me Shu Oile Alachoyme Shabbat." Anyone who was Oile on the Choyme of Barzov, Vada, he was Yore Samelech, and he was Oyeve Samelech. And whoever wasn't Oyle, Vada, is Eino Yore Samelech, and Eino Oyeve Samelech. And the Yore says, who's more Chavis, those that made it over the wall, or those that didn't? Obviously, Oysen Sha'ole Alachoyme. And it says, enough schar for the Oyle Malachoyme. So it says something which you don't find by Malachi Ashoves, the star that the Oyli Malachoyim gets. And it says the Zoyche to see the Marik Void Hashem, Oyavav Ketet Hashemesh Bugurosoi. And it says, Mayofi Koyto Shabbala Bayit, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shumayape Keser Avonu Kumoy Kisrei. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meyate, the keser that he gives, his avodim, the schar that he gives, the keser, the schar that he gives them the keser equivalent to his own keser. That's what it says about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Meyate Kodesh Shabbat Abai, Yeshu Meyate Keser, avodim from keser. Normally the Melech keeps everyone on a lower level. Here there's the Kodesh Baruch Hu says he makes Ketzei for Shemesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, the Meir like the Shemesh, and he makes those that that's the schar for the Oilim al Choyma. So what we need to take from this Medrash, from this Tanna Ben Dio, this Marshal of the Choyma of Bazel, that's obviously the Yetzirah. That's the function of the Yetzirah, to be this Choyma of Bazel, to see where the Melech is saying, okay, let's see who's Yoreh and who's Oyeh. Get over that wall. And that's why the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. Only for boss of Adam, that dafka because it's so shver, dafka because it's oichel, v'shoyse, moitzi reike, v'heimo, uvo la'avoid l'akolish baruch hu. And afol titei, the boss of Adam, the person comes, la'avoid is l'akolish baruch hu. So, certainly, we often find ourselves in a matzav where we're a little bit disheartened, we lose the mitzvahs that take effort. You got to wake up in the morning. You got to be Amul HaTorah. Yirat Shamayim that the Torah requires of us. It's not easy. But it's, here it says that that's exactly why the Yetzer was creation. For Bnei Odom, that are Oichel and Shoiser and Moitiri, Kabahem, and Bola, Voida Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the Choymer Shel Baalzel. It's the iron wall. Get over that iron wall. And what's the star for that? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kivyoko, Miyaka, the Keter of his Avodim, gives the crown to his Avodim on the same level as his own. Something that's worth taking and puzzling over this time of the year. Just another nakuda. Sometimes we also feel that, you know, we're not holding on the level in learning in Torah, the Eishet HaTorah, which is just in place, even still far. Even maybe the Masechta is still far. Maybe even the Tosafot is still far. But there's quite a few Tanna Beilyos where you get a tremendous chizuk for our level. There's in two places in the field actually similar to the name of the Snati de Penusa. One of them is in Perkin Ches and Letter Mun Hay. It's Letter Mun Hay. Quite a chizuk for sometimes even people. People coming back and starting to learn at, you know, at a later age as well. So this you get for hope. It says Dashing a certain pasuk says Mikan Omru In Yesh Boy Bohadam. If a person has Derech Eretz or Mikro Bilvad, all he has is Derech Eretz and Mikro. And it's only holding my chumash. Someone who's struggled to begin to learn Gemara, and he's got his stone edition, but he knows well. He knows chumash well. Goes through the, as we discussed, the parasha that you hear him making comments, all the different rashis that have been aboard. It says this time the Ben Yor, a person that has only Yesh Boi Bo'odom Derech Eretz Mikro Bilvad. So what is, you know, the Torah, I mean, you know, I haven't even started Mishnayot, never mind Gomorrah. So it says, Moitzin Roi Malach Echad L'Shomlan Shenemar Hinei Anoichi Sholeach Malach Lefer Echad L'Shomlan. What does he get? Malach Echad L'Shomlan. Some of one Malach can take out a couple of Eretz, you know. It says how you modded this, right? Korah Odom Torah Nevi Muksuvim. What happens if you went further? Not just Mikra, sorry, right, but also Nevi Muksuvim. So you've got to say that in Tanakh. So it says Moisin Loishnei Malachim. Two Malachim. Shenemar Ki Malachov Yisav Elach Shmochum Chug Rachefu. Michael, two Malachim, that enough. I imagine it would have worked with one as well, but. In Africa, one of the Gabbai's doctors, a well-known mice, went to Africa, and as he got lost somewhere, this big fellow came past, looked like he was coming over to him to eat him alive. That was 6'5", you know, whatever the size was. But he looked pretty wild, and the guy comes over, and as he's coming close, he thinks that's it, he starts to say, Shema, does we do? And he thinks it's over, and the guy turns around, this African turns around and runs. The police come by a few minutes later and they're looking for this guy who just escaped. He's a mass murderer, what do you call it, a murderer. Since he just escaped that day, he's already killed 4 or 5 people. So eventually, and they said, yeah, I saw some guy coming past, and he went on that way. And the man, they caught the fellow, and they brought this the testimony, and he was coming over to him anyway. The Maisa, they asked this African guy why he didn't kill the Yid. So the African said he had two armed guards on either side of him. So they told this killer, he says, you had two armed guards. I didn't have two armed guards. I was on my own. I was about to be killed by it. So I guess that's the Shnei Malachim. But that's just for Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And then it says, about Korah Adam Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, and also Mishnayos and Medroshim. It says, Shemesh Talmid HaChomi, which actually says in a certain place, the Svara behind the Mishnayos, the Talmud Bavli. So what do you get then? So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshamrei Ba'atzmo. So that's the real chizuk, right? I guess there's a madrei where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. I don't know what it is, the two malachim couldn't take care of. But today, can you read, there's something special about that. So even though we might be struggling, we think of, go back to what we've learned this month, how much of it can we recall, how many of the Gemara Shakti Vatari have we got, how many places in can we summarize and say over. We start to mention stuff we learned 4 or 5 letters back, this is a tremendous schism. And it says, another mice also, mice of Shahoya, which is brought here, as you all know, is it just for learning sacred rations? Just for sacred rations. Of a tin of Echod, a kid that his father taught him sacred rations. And what happened later was the Caesar conquered that Medina, and that child was taken captive. They locked him up and they took away the safe, and they took the sacred rations. The kid had his little sacred rations with him. They locked away the sacred rations in the where they store the books, foreign at the stove. And then on occasion the king was having a Nisha Padaito, it says, and he told them, bring me the Sefer HaZichronos. The Maisa, they ended up, they found the Sefer Bereishis, and no one knew how to read it. None of the Romans could read the Sefer Bereishis. And then someone there said that this is a Sefer, it's a Jewish Sefer, Sefer Yisrael. And there's a Tinok Echad man that's captive in Beit Asurim, that we have in the prison. So they went, they called the Tinok. When this little boy, little Tinok, he saw the Sefer Miyad, it says the little boy, he hugged it, he kissed it, and he read it in front of the Kesar, and he explained, and he explained from Bereishis what we read on Simchas Torah, that part of Bereishis. This little kid explained to the Caesar, from Bereishis Ad Vayechulu, it says, Shoshama HaMelech Shivcha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu He'ach Boreth Olomoy. The Melech was, we take it for granted, right? The Melech appreciated he was hearing my celebration. Now it's like Kevin Shoshama HaMelech He'ach Boreth Olomoy. Says the king got up min kisoy neshoko lo yisit tinok al rosh, he kissed him on his head and he said to him, so he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hirgish his world again. Exactly what, but he was saying that, that only to be to free you from the Beit Asur. He says that, that look, what did the king do? Miyad nosanah keta harbei keta v'zov avonim tovim samargolius avonim and shrofik. He loaded the kid up with right? Yeah. Stuff that's not so common out there in the streets anymore. Keta v'zov avonim argolius avonim shrofik, and he sent him with the covered girdle back to his father. And says Tanan Radio. And he says, Halloy Dvorim Kalvachoyma. So, yeah, it's a Kalvachoyma. So, the Lamdomit one. Uma Tina Kaze Shaloy Lomad Ela Sefer Gracious Bilvad, this little kid who had only learned Sefer Gracious, also like Ka. This is what he got. This was the stuff. Halloy Med Kola Toyra Kula, Alachat Kama Vakama. Someone who learned Kola Toyra Kula. All five Svarim. Mishnayas, Nevi'im and Ktuvim, Al Achos Kama V'Kama. That's Perek Yud Zayin in Zuta. This is his vote. I'll just end off with one more. Another, let's see. By the way, what was the Derech Eretz or Mikro? If you read, right? For which a person gets one mala. Derech Eretz is. In terms of Eliyahu, the Eretz means mensch, to be a mensch. That's what the Eretz means. The Eretz and Mikra. Seder Musa helps us to keep the Eretz part. You see, it's not so simple, the Eretz part. The Mikra part, it says, you can have a person who's got Mikra, Mishnah, and Shas, and Nevi'im, Shas, and Poskim, Agodas, and Halachos, and doesn't have the Eretz. And that's not a good matzah. This the chok base, let a gimel finish with that. Says again, figure four. Sometimes we wonder whether we should be in the base measure, or maybe, dump the base measure and run out to you. So it says, the mitzvah by Eved Ivri, and you have an Eved who says, Remaim HaRoshoi, it's a gunner, a Rosh, who's sold his neighbor. What does the Torah say about it? When he leaves, you load him up. Ta'anek, 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 lo mitzoy necho, etc. Right? Lo yikshe b'aynech v'shalech v'o yisei chofshi. So it says, that's for the Rishoyim shenim koin b'nei vokim. Tzadik ha'oilam sh'oisim v'tzay nesho mokim b'chol yoyim alachas kamim v'kam. Kol shekein in the tzadik ha'oilam. Some of us sitting here in Beit Medrash with Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, says the Tanna Bailu, a marshal, the Moiridika marshal, the king who had a huge palace, and the door was locked. And no one was able to, no one could join other than the robe to the king. So there was a little ziz, that's a little, you put your hand in, back in the, you go and change money, right? You get this little, stick the money. In the money changing place, everything's locked. I mean, now there's a window, but into the king's palace you couldn't see inside. But there's this little zid that stuck out, and anyone who walked past could help themselves to the stuff that was hanging out on the zid. What was hanging out on the zid? On this little madaf, little shelf. But since there were ta'inim, anovim, all kinds of magogim, kunot, and another one next to it where there was achila, shtia, and all kinds of mizoinus, and tipukim, kunot. And anyone who would come outside the king's palace, what would they say? What do people say? People would say, "Mina zishu yoytim na mina palterin shalmer afatucha leidem hayeshu." So, from what you see hanging outside, out of the king's palace, right? Can you imagine? Just imagine what's inside the palace. It says the Medrash Kach. two points. Mina Yisurim shel Tzadikim Bo'elam Hazeh. From the Yisurim that you see of Tzadikim Bo'elam Hazeh. Ata Lomid Midas Puranusim shel HaRoshoyim Begehenna. From there you can see how the Midas Puranus of the Roshoyim Begehenna. And from the Shalvosim shel HaRoshoyim Bo'elam Hazeh. That's the Nisan that we have, right? I mean, I go back to Africa, to Canada, and I got it's a little bit less nowadays after this matter. But you know, you got all your Hebra, with all the big, this is the envy of that, and this is the. So it says to Michel Watson, from the shoulder that everyone has out of the base measures, the world around, Boilam has it. From the zeal that's sticking out, right? Where you see what's inside the talib, Al-Achas Kol Shukhen, Al-Achas Kamen Kam. Ma Rav Tzuvcha Asher Tufanti Li Reyecho, Ma Oidam Lo Yishomu Lo Yezinu, Ayin Lo Yirase Lo Kim Zul Oshe. Okay, so we have to do Divrei Teretz Yikim Chizuk constantly. Thank you.